As another difficult week comes to a close, we want to take the time to share the stories of five individuals who lost their lives to the coronavirus. Jennifer Robin Arnold was creative, fun, and a little outrageous. A friend called her a live wire. Jennifer was born into a family of dancers in New York City. In her 20s, she toured through Europe and South America as a professional dancer. She went on to help make costumes and work backstage on Broadway's Phantom of the Opera as a dresser for more than 30 years. A lover of Coney Island, Jennifer was 67 years old. After long days working as a registered nurse, Joshua Obrup often retreated to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. His photographs of the park, posted on Instagram under the account Disneyland Panda, earned him more than 20,000 followers. As a child in Gardena, California, Josh begged his parents for a sister. He eventually got his wish in Jasmine. They were 8 years apart, but inseparable. Josh was 29 years old. 48-year-old Abraham Martin Vega of Texas will be remembered as a peacemaker, his daughter Corey said. At the age of 19, Abraham entered law enforcement and worked his way up to being elected Linn County Sheriff in 2016. Corey said that anyone who came in contact with her father instantly felt his affection, whether it's Sunday church services or the grocery store. A husband, father, and grandfather, Abraham's family was his pride and joy. Cynthia Gutowski was known for gifting homemade treats all around town, from friends' houses to the doctor's office. That kindness extended to her lifelong career at Livonia, Michigan Public Schools as a dedicated aide to students with special needs. Her family says she was never able to sit still, even after her retirement in 2007. She loved boat rides and traveling, and with a recent trip to Alaska, she accomplished her lifetime goal of visiting all 50 states. Cynthia was 70 years old. Robert Kirkbride was gruff but compassionate, his daughter Martha said. He and his wife of 67 years, Patricia, worked to teach their three children the importance of church and community. Robert, or Bob, served in the Army, the Air Force, and as a police officer. He was a member of his local fire department for more than six decades, serving as chief for part of that time. Honored last year as the state of Vermont's longest-serving member of the Knights of Columbus, Bob was 93 years old. And thanks to these families for sharing these wonderful stories with us. And of course, our hearts go out to all those who've lost loved ones in this pandemic.